702.
Weekend Breakfast with Rifil Wem Paganyan.
Live, online,
smartphones,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7 and 106 FM.
It's going on 9:39 on the Sunday edition of Weekend Breakfast. And of course, how do we do, or what do we do on a Sunday morning as we close off the show? Well, of course, so we spend it in the music corner where we talk music, we play some music, and just relax and ease into soulful Sundays, and ease into soulful Sundays, which is what you can expect, right, when we close off Weekend Breakfast. Well, joining us in the music corner this morning is no stranger to the show, Kenny Nzama, or Kenneth Nzama, or DJ Kenzero, as I often call him on the show, is speaking to us today in his capacity as music curator of the Basha Uhuru Creative Uprising Festival. It is back, taking place in October this year, as opposed to the usual June. No thanks to COVID-19 and, of course, its effects on the eventing industry throughout these 18 or 19 months. But it looks like a spectacular lineup has been created. A spectacular program has been created for this year's installment of the Basha Uhuru Creative Uprising Festival. But let's greet DJ Kenzero and say hi. Welcome back. So good to talk to you,
hey,
Kenny.
How are you, Rufina?
Fantastically well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good keeping up with the opening of the country and stuff.
Yeah, you know, Kenny, you're excited about the opening of the country, but no doubt as we keep on, this theme that we keep on visiting or revisiting on Weekend Breakfast is the fact that creatives all up and down the value chain of the creative industries have need this. They need festivals of this nature, and it's, I'm sure, particularly exciting for them to be able to come together to present their works and to connect with audiences as well. But let's talk about the Basha Uhuru Creative Uprising Festival. It is multifaceted, ranging from art to music, film, design, dance, theatre and poetry, including a maker's market. You name it, it's all there, taking place at Constitution Hill. Your role as music curator, what does that entail?
I think it generally means I have to have my eyes on the ground, on people who are either up and coming, who make sense in a sense where you fit the right lineup so that the audience feels like I'm not going to the same festival week after week. So Basha Uhuru, the beginning, to be honest, was started by a lady called Khaisang Fateke, who invited me and said, look, Bramfontein at the time needed something that the creative industry could kind of participate in. And she came up with this concept called, actually, Basha, meaning Kasusutu, Basha, meaning the youth.
Yes.
Abasha, Kasuzulu, ke Abasha. So obviously, we colloquialize it in a way. We call it Basha to make it palatable for everybody. So, and then I came in where I was putting on people that deserve to be on the lineup as I saw fit. Because as a DJ, I'm DJing all over the place. I'm listening to music every week. I consume music differently from an average person. Also, I'm lucky to be a co-owner of a venue. So I'm literally around talent all the time.
Yes.
So it takes someone like that, I guess, for me to be a curator of this type of festival without trying to go on too much.
Well, you know, this you've mentioned to us and underlined the specific sensibilities that you bring to the role. But as you say, you want to make sure that with every installment, people don't feel as though they're attending the same old festival. They also want to feel as though there's an element of discovery, I'm guessing, when attending a festival of this kind. There's definitely an element of confirmation that, oh my goodness, the talents that we love and adore are also going to be there. What else goes into making or curating a lineup and music for a successful festival? Tell us about those things. I've spoken about discovery, but I've also spoken about making sure your faves are there. What else goes into making a festival, a music festival, no less, a success?
I think in the last 5 years, a lot of things have been heightened, be it around LGBTQ community coming up and saying we're being marginalized, being it performing women, being it women who are DJing, being it women who are in the sound engineering, but who are saying we're not being recognized as equal partners in this ecosystem. So our job in my team in curation is based on giving opportunity to people who deserve and actually putting a very, very important eye on communities that are not being kind of taken care of. So if you look at our lineup, we try as much as we can to be inclusive, but also you got to choose people who deserve the space, not because you're filling up a quota. So that's priority number one for us. Number two is about the creative community that are also not, that are marginalized in these big commercial festivals where you see the same lineup. For example, in our lineup, the last one before COVID, you had Ricky Reek as well as Brother Moves On. These two acts would never meet in the same stage at any point in South Africa in terms of the landscape. So you've got Nsaki, who's performed with us many years ago. For example, Langa Mavuso, who is now our headliner, by the way, one of our headliners, opened for us about 4 years ago. You know, he did an early set. He was still on the come up, even though by then he was known by the creative community. Now he's known by the whole country. We're kind of welcoming him back and say, oh, we recognize that we were right about your trajectory. So there's a couple of elements that kind of come in there. And part of it is catering for the marginalized. That's a big one for us.
Yeah. Well, you've mentioned Langa Mavuso, Sanal musician as well, is on that lineup. You've really curated a really extensive offering of artists. And I'm going to start, the first song that we're going to play that you've chosen for our listening this morning is one of those people on the lineup, Marcus Harvey. And the song you've chosen is You Wouldn't Understand. Tell us about Marcus Harvey.
Well, Marcus Harvey, I bumped into him online, literally. I just followed him on Instagram while I had my other show on the other commercial radio station. Mm-hmm. I was one of the first people to playlist him. I thought, wow, this guy reminds me of me. I mean, if I see their situation, they're making beats in the bedroom, but the music is like worldly and incredible. So I kind of, you know, have been watching him, and he would send me stuff like, I'm releasing stuff coming up soon. He's about to blow up. So I want to say in the way that he wants to blow up, he's about to kind of embark on a Europe kind of visit. And after that, I hope things catapult. But Marcus Harvey reminds me of, I would call him our D'Angelo. And I think his style is unique. He sings in Sepedi and Sesotho, but he does this neo-soul that is kind of 2021 mixed with like a lot of like new nuances sound-wise, if you know what I mean, you know. So Marcus Harvey to me is quite special, and I never really post a lot of people on my Instagram page, but I put him on my page as a co-sign. So I really, really think highly of him.
Well, a co-sign from DJ Ken Zero is one thing, but then to have in your calling card the descriptor of being the South African D'Angelo, I don't know what more you could ask for. Let's play that first song, song choice by Ken Zero, and it's Marcus Harvey, You Wouldn't Understand.
You mean so much to me, okay?
And that's Marcus Harvey, You Wouldn't Understand, the song choice of my music corner guest, DJ Ken Zero. And of course, we're talking about the Bashaw Uhuru Creative Uprising Festival, which is taking place this October from the 28th to the 30th, in fact, of October. And, you know, we know last year that because of COVID, it had to pivot and become a hybrid event. This year, it's a full lineup, looks incredibly compelling. And Marcus Harvey is just one of the artists on the music lineup for the Bashaw Uhuru Festival, which is going to be at Conhill. Kenny, really love that song. The fact that you introduced him as a D'Angelo, a young D'Angelo, is incredibly compelling. But yeah, you give us a bit of that song is a short little soundscape. He doesn't drag it out. He doesn't do too much. He gave us what he needed to do and then he was out.
In terms of
the music offering, but really gorgeous sonically.
Yeah, I mean, Marcus Harvey, like a lot of the people on the lineup, an amazing singer by the name of Sio, who dabbles between genres. You can find her in the soul department, in the neo soul, in the house department. As we mentioned, Sun L. There's an interesting artist by the name of MX Blouse, who's been bubbling in Braamfontein in the creative space for a long time.
Yes.
And I think it's about time that he gets recognized and play out and be booked as an equal in the industry, you know, interesting music. So, which is what we're interested in. And then you got Olwe, who's a DJ. I remember Olwe, meeting Olwe in Cape Town back in the days. He wasn't a DJ. And I'm really proud to see him come up to Joburg and make this brand of himself. And so, I mean, I'm committing a lot on this call. There's a guy called Kitchen Mess. There's two people I've been watching, of whom's movement I've been watching. I think a Kitchen Mess could have me go to a different level musically and have him cover some of my space. He's that incredible as a DJ and a performer.
Yeah.
So every time I get booked and they go, yeah, but who can we find because you're not available? This is one of the guys that come to mind. I say, I'd refer him without thinking, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
And then Tisla is on YFM. We've had Tisla for the second or third time now at Basha. So there's also this nursing of artists that after we book you, we don't ditch you. For example, the song I chose from Easy Freak. Easy Freak is an interesting outfit led by a white dude who sings soul in South Africa. So you can already tell that displacement, or call it placement, depending on how you see it, is interesting. And he do incredibly good soul and neo-soul music. In fact, I don't want to box them because they're so diverse. So this is how we think when we think about curating the music for Bashaw Uhuru. But if you know, Bashaw Uhuru is bigger than just the lineup. The lineup is just the, you know, icing on
it's
the cake.
It's a component, yeah.
Yeah, it's a component. I mean, the first 2 days are really, really, really important for the creative community. Instead of just saying, hey, we're doing something for the creative community, but all we're doing is a party, there's a conference, Bashaw Uhuru Ecosystem Rising Conference for this, for naming sake, for 2021. It's a creative and cultural industry and economic development workshop that happened between Thursday and Friday. Normally, these happen throughout the week. It'd be Monday till Friday, and then Saturday is the festival. So the conference will also share opportunities that the Creative Uprising Hub has already kind of generated, Constitution Hill, and the ecosystem as it aims to build, you know, to kind of be the forefront of the Creative Hub in South Africa, not just in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
So, like you mentioned earlier, there's film, there's all types of disciplines in the creative space. And I think Conhill has to kind of be given some credit because in the last 7 years, as we know Conhill as Constitution Hill as a, you know, past, you know, space that we kind of, it holds a dark history for us. where we know Mandela has been there, and the likes of Mama Winnie Mandela was also incarcerated there. There's actually a section called the Women's Jail, sure, where all these events are happening. It's constitutionally has been turned around. I mean, Don Robinson, who's the CEO, is pretty hands-on in making sure that it doesn't become this dilapidated old history place that we don't remember. Yeah. For example, there's a studio there that young people can go and kind of record and have the opportunity to do workshops. So there's a lot happening at Cornhill. I just needed for people to see it, not necessarily as a venue that does party, but there's a science behind the thinking in terms of Cornhill.
Well, yeah, there's a science behind the thinking, but there's an obvious intent to all of this, right? When we talk the creative arts, when we talk growing the creative arts, it's not by chance that people build careers and sustain careers and create a living out of their skills, their talents, and their life's work and focus, right? All of this has to be intentional, including making it your business to know the business of music, making it your business to foster those that are coming up in the arts. And I think what you pretty much highlighted is that intentionality and implementing and putting in place a scaffolding that is going to make sure that, you know, the works, as you say, of the likes of Dawn carry on and live beyond them. So I think it's clear. It's really, really clear in that. And it's even clear in the music lineup that you've spoken about, that we don't book you and ditch you. There's a continuity. Yeah. There's a nurturing. There's also a creation of networks and a leveraging of network effects that I think is so key and so important to doing business, to making art, to making or to fostering creativity.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, I need to make a special mention outside of some of the government sort of like apparatus that sponsor the event, which this year and last year were not available. Nando's has literally been carrying this particular project. And I don't mean to just, I'm not here to punch them, because they care about the creative communities. If you look at Nando's, how they treat art in their shops, how they incubate artists. Mm. So they really care. And when they jumped onto this project, they're also pretty hands-on. They bring some of their programs that they're running, like the Bridges, a component that kind of comes from the UK, but it's now been done in South Africa, where they develop artists and kind of put them out in the world, not necessarily to leave them on their own, but carry through. So some of the artists who are from the Bridges program are going to be performing at Basha Uhuru. So I want to highlight that the sponsor is not just saying we want the notoriety, but they actually are doing stuff on the ground, as well as sponsoring the two workshops. And I use the word sponsor loosely. They are partners, literally. They're joined by the head with Basha Uhuru. They sit in all the meetings, all the creative meetings, and they want to make sure that the right artists are pushed, the right artists are talked about. For example, they have one of their artists who's going to be performing. His name is Bonga. We might just know about them sooner or later. I mean, there's a musician called Mozi who had now been performing at the likes of Afropunk in Brooklyn.
Doing very well for South himself. Africa,
and he was incubated, not entirely by Nando's, but sure, they had a hand in kind of helping push. So I think such partners are really worthy to mention, without trying to say they're here to make sure that you go buy the chicken, but they actually do care about the creative industry. They really do.
DJ Kenzero, thank you so much for your time this morning. I'm going to right there and then say congratulations. Already the event is yet to happen, but the passion, the energy, and of course, as you say, that spirit of collaboration and fostering and nurturing, very apparent right throughout our conversation.